Ruth chapter 1 and the verse 6, we read these words that Naomi arose with her daughters-in-law that she might return from the country of Moab, for she had heard in the country of Moab how that the Lord had visited his people in giving them bread. Now we have to pause tonight at the report that Naomi heard. I said last week that the report induced her to go back. She had heard. She was in Moab, you remember. She was there 10 years. She had a lot of trials, a lot of death. There were 3 deaths in her family. She's a devastated woman. But after all that devastation, there has been a report that has filtered back from Bethlehem. And that report was this word: the Lord had visited his people in giving them bread. And when she heard that report, she goes back. The report induced her to return. The prodigal daughter Naomi goes back again, and these were the words that brought her back. It wasn't the death of her husband that brought her back. It wasn't being at the burial ground of her 2 sons, Mahlon and Chilion, that brought her back. It wasn't that. The Holy Spirit clearly says that it was this message that brought her back. You know, men and women, trials and afflictions do not necessarily bring us closer to God. They don't necessarily do it. It is the message, it is the word of God that brings us closer to God. And that's the way it was in Naomi's life. It wasn't the trials alone that sent her home again. It was the word, and the Holy Spirit clearly identifies that. Verse 6, she arose with her daughters-in-law, for she had heard how that the Lord had visited his people. The word "for" is the word that the Holy Spirit uses. And then in verse 7, wherefore she went forth. For this reason, she heard this report. Today, we want to look at the content of that message that she heard. The Lord had visited his people in giving them bread. So really tonight, we're leaving the scene in Moab. We'll come back to Naomi. We'll come back to Orpah and to Ruth. And we'll see them another time making this long journey back to Bethlehem. But we want to pause at the message that she heard. And so what we're doing tonight is we're really going back to Israel to see what Naomi was missing. To see what Naomi missed when she was in Moab. To see what was happening in Bethlehem all the while she was away. Because while she was in Moab, burying her husband and burying her sons and having a broken heart, all the while the Lord was visiting his people in Bethlehem. And so we consider the message that Naomi heard. That message that Naomi heard, it really reveals that Naomi missed quite a bit. You know, we should pity the poor backslider. We really should. The sinner in the far country, prodigal, away from God and away from the house of God. We should pity them. They miss out on so much. You know, there are professing people of God. They are in dead ecumenical churches. And their souls are not being fed. And there is no bread there. And there are no visitations of the Lord there. They're not in Bethlehem. And they miss out on so much. So much. Naomi left Bethlehem and she missed this. She stepped outside the house of bread and she missed this. She got away from the Lord and she missed this. what the wanderer from God's word and the wanderer from God's house and the wanderer from God's people misses. What they miss. I am sure there were even people in Bethlehem. And maybe they were even saying about Elimelech and Naomi and about their children. And perhaps they were saying, they're missing this. They couldn't wait. They couldn't trust God. They just took off. And look what they're missing. They're missing this. They have left us. And they've gone. And now they're missing the bounty of bread which the Lord has given to us abundantly. Maybe there are people in our own lands, brethren and sisters. And they've gone away. And we feel the Lord has so blessed us. And yet we're sad. Because they are loved ones. And they've gone away. And they're not here. And they're missing out. They have no desire for God's house, perhaps. No interest. And they have left it. And they're in the far country. They have so many trials and afflictions in their life. And they don't even have the comfort of the house of God. And they don't have the Lord's visits. And they don't have God's bread for their souls. The manna from above that satisfies. And they're missing out. That's Naomi. Now, of course, for a long time, Naomi didn't know she was missing this. She didn't know. We don't know how long it took for the reports to filter back. But she was missing this. The backslider misses so much, yet the backslider doesn't even know what he is missing. I think of Thomas after the resurrection. He was not among the number that day, you remember, whenever the Lord came and he visited the people, the disciples in the upper room probably, that first Lord's Day evening. Oh, how visitation had blessed the souls of the apostles. How they had been so encouraged by the appearance of the Lord. What a blessing it was for him to visit them. It was wonderful. They must have said, the Lord has come, the Lord has visited us. It's been such a blessing for our souls. We've seen him. We have heard him. We saw the wounds. And yet they must think, Thomas has missed this. There must have been a little tinge of sadness that one of their number was not there. And by not being there, he missed the Lord's visit that day. And there are times, brethren and sisters, and God has come into our congregation and he's visited us and he's blessed us. And yet there has been a tinge of sadness, isn't that true? Because we've had to say, Naomi wasn't here. And Elimelech, he wasn't here either. And they've missed him. And so Naomi missed the bread. That bread would have been so good for her. That bread would have been so wonderful for her soul. But she missed it. Thomas missed the blessing that night. Thomas didn't know what he was missing that. And what Thomas missed that night, he will never get back again. True it was, he was there the next time, he was there the following week, that's true, but what he missed the first time can never be replaced. When what you miss when the Lord visits can never be repeated, can never be enjoyed again. And you know, the weeks are passing and the months are passing and men's lives are passing and they're missing God's house in Bethlehem and they don't even know what they're missing. And it's sad. We have all loved ones in a far country, dwellers in Moab, and what they're missing. And they have problems and the trials and the afflictions and the griefs and the broken hearts and the snares and the dangers. But alas, this verse is something that they don't have. The Lord's visits. The Lord's presence. The Lord's blessing. The Lord's bread. All they have in Moab is its husks. Its bitter husks. Well, let us look at these words more closely. Let us see what Naomi was missing. And what she did not realize she was missing until this word came to her soul. And then it dawned on her spirit. I have missed this. And once the backslider begins to realize, I have missed this, then, and only then, he begins his return. Before we look more deeply at the content of the words, the message reveals another thing. The message reveals why Naomi was missing so much. We will see the things she was missing. But before I do so, let me remind you why she was missing them. Because she was not among his people. The Lord had visited, you see, his people. And giving them bread, do you see that? That's where the Lord goes. That's the only place he goes to. He only visits his people. He only visits his redeemed flock. But she wasn't among the people. She wasn't there. She was in Moab. She was in the country of Moab, the Holy Ghost says, and all she got was a report about it. She didn't experience it. She just got the report. It was the same with Thomas. The Lord came to his people, and Thomas wasn't among them. I'm not saying that Thomas wasn't a child of God. Very clearly he was a child of God. And I am not saying Naomi is not a child of God. I am not saying she is not a pious and godly Hebrew. But what I am saying is this. She wasn't among God's people. She wasn't among God's people when God came and visited, and therefore she missed out. And when the Lord visits, he visits his people. I am talking about the corporate body. I am talking about the congregation. She wasn't there. She was in Moab with her handkerchief, with her tears, with her depression. She was in the country of Moab, and she wasn't among the people of God. The child of God in Moab is an unvisited child of God, at least unvisited in respect to this kind of a visit. When the Lord visits with bread. And so, you know, Thomas remained unvisited the whole week. He remained unvisited until he got back to the assembly. I have always stressed the importance of our obedience to God in attendance at the assembly of the saints. It is the undisputable duty of the child of God to be among the people of God. I stress it because it is a needful lifeline in the experience of the saint. The assembly of the people is God's delight. And when he comes and when he visits his people. The book of the Revelation, he's standing there dressed in his priestly garment, and he's in the midst of the candlestick of the congregations. He's walking about the assemblies. He's visiting his people. When God comes, he comes to his people. He comes to the place where his people are, where they meet, where they have the tabernacle, where they have the ordinances, where they have the officers of the kingdom. The Lord came to Israel. He did not come to Moab. The Lord isn't going to come to you in the dens of sin. The Lord isn't going to come to you in the world's pleasure places. He isn't going to come to you if you neglect the ordinances of his kingdom. He's not. He visits his people. God has a kingdom, and God has a people, and God has public ordinances, and he has office bearers in that kingdom, and he has the word, and he has the ministry, and he has the sacraments, and he's not going to come and bless any who despise his ordinances. He's not. He will chasten you. Yes, he will. As he chastened Naomi. But she has to get back to Bethlehem if she's to get this experience. He will, if you are his child, by affliction and the word, bring you back. But you will not be blessed in Moab. You will not experience the reality of this verse there. You're only going to hear about it. This only happens among the people of God. What does it take for God's people to discover this? It took a long time for Naomi. It took many years, at least 10 of them. It took many funerals, and it took many tears before she discovered this. She missed so much. And she missed it because she wasn't with the people of God. Do you know why many of God's people are not blessed? Do you know why many of God's people know nothing about this experience of the Lord coming and visiting them with bread? Do you know why? I will tell you why. There is no desire for the communion of the saints. That is why they do not have the experience of this verse in their soul. In fact, they would hardly even know what you're talking about when you talk about the Lord visiting you and giving you bread and manna for your soul. Quite simply, they have no spiritual desire. No desire for the Lord, and no desire for the word. Now, how can such a child of God be blessed? How could God bless such a child? It is only as we hunger and thirst after righteousness that we are filled. What was it then that she was missing? She was missing several things. And the realization thankfully dawned on her this day when this report came to her. She realized, I've missed those things. She missed, first of all, the Lord. How that the Lord had visited his people. The word is Jehovah, in block capitals in our English text, telling us that the Hebrew is the name of Jehovah. She hears about him now. It's the first mention of his name in the book, you know. We have 10 years of history here. We have 10 years of history in these first verses. And only now are we reading of Jehovah. What has Naomi been doing? And where has the Lord been in her life? 3 deaths. And she never mentions him. A famine, and he is not named. A major move in her life, bringing the whole family down to Moab, and not even so much as a mention of the name of Jehovah. He's not very important to her. And she's in a place now where the Lord is not even much talked about, because you see, Moab have their own gods, Chemosh and others. They don't talk about the Lord in Moab. They don't want to talk about the Lord in Moab, you know. And Naomi's happy to be there, socializing and dwelling and continuing there in a place where nobody wants to talk about the Lord. How can she be so happy there? How can she be so content there? Why has it taken 10 years? The world doesn't want to talk about the Lord. And how sad when the child of God can get into such company and love it. How sad when the child of God can get into such company and doesn't even want to talk about the Lord himself. But now she hears that name. The Lord. The Lord has visited his people. Now she hears that name. Now she thinks, the Lord, the one who's been shut out of my life, the years have passed, 10 years have gone just like that, and I haven't even thought about the Lord. The Lord has visited his people. The backslider will never return, you know, until he realizes, until it finally dawns into his soul, this is the one that I have been missing all my life, and I didn't know it. The child of the Lord, the backslider, will not return until he has once again an attraction for the Lord. An attraction for the Lord. A desire. A desire for God. Backsliding is a loss of interest in Jesus Christ. Backsliding is a loss of attraction to the Savior. Backsliding begins when the magnetism between the soul and Christ stops. And restoration doesn't commence until that magnetism is ignited again. And only the Holy Spirit can do that. And by this word, the Lord has visited his people, that magnetism is ignited. Wherefore she returns. How sweet the name of Jesus sounds in a believer's ear. But it is not so sweet in a backslider's ear. And until it gets its sweetness again, there will be no spiritual desire and no desire to get back to the house of bread. Child of God, maintain your desire for Jesus Christ. And if you can't maintain it, you get down on your knees and you beg God. What is the Lord to you? Is he precious? Are you walking with him? Is he a living reality in your life? When Naomi left Bethlehem, it was a journey away from the Lord. She left her first love. And every other love in her life now has been pulled away and wrenched from her. That's what God does. He takes away your idols. If you're his child, if you're not his child, he'll let you have your idols and you'll perish with them. But if he's your child, he'll take away your idols. And one by one, you'll bury them in Moab. One by one. You will. Until you get back. She left her first love. And she buried all the other loves. And then finally she got back to him. Do you love the Lord? And child of God, one of the things you have to do is keep yourself from idols of whatever kind. Keep yourself from idols. She missed him. But what was it about the Lord that she was missing? Ah. was his visits. His visits. His love visits. She hadn't had one for a long time. She never had one in Moab at all, you know. The Lord had visited his people. She didn't have a visit. This message informed her of the great lack in her life. You know, the child of God can go through the motions. And outwardly everything appears rosy and they seem to be walking with God. But you know, in here, barrenness. Because the Lord hasn't visited for a long time. No doubt she knew the Lord. Perhaps she even from time to time may have talked about him. She probably continued even praying to him. I'm sure she did. I don't think she had very much liberty in the matter, but I am sure she had not entirely forgotten the Lord, but she hadn't experienced this for a long time. One of his visits. You see, if God's people are in the right place, and if God's people are doing the right thing, do you know what the Savior does to that people? He comes and visits them. He gives them love visits. If you don't believe me, read the Song of Solomon. It's all there. Read John's Gospel. I will come to him. I will come to him. If he loves me and keeps my commandments, I'll visit him. Me and my Father will visit him. It's in the Bible. The Lord is always with his people, that is true. But he is not always with his people in the same way and to the same degree. Sometimes he hides his face. Sometimes he withholds blessings. Sometimes he comes with a rod. Ah, but how much more he prefers to come with the bounty of bread to his people. And to walk in the garden of our soul. And to distribute handfuls of purpose for us. God can still be with his people and yet visit them. Because when he visits, he brings something special. We haven't time to look at it, but in the book of Revelation there, the Lord is in the midst of the candlesticks. He's in the midst of the churches. He knows what's happening. And yet, on very many occasions, he says to the churches, I will come. I will come to you. I'll visit you. So a visit is a special drawing near of the Lord. In a more than ordinary manner. And you know about it in your soul. You have to be able to say, look, he has come. Very often it's a melting time. An outpouring of blessing. But it is a real experience that the child of God can enjoy and should be enjoying. And if he's in the right place with God, he will be enjoying. The Lord will come and visit him. The Lord had been visiting Naomi for 10 years, you know. But he didn't come with bread. He came with the rod. The Lord visits with judgment and chastisement. And for 10 years, that's what's been happening in Naomi's life. Which is bitter. She doesn't even like her name anymore. Don't call me Naomi. Pleasant. That doesn't describe my experience. Call me Mara. Bitter. Because I am bitter. Because what I've gone through, I've missed this. You know, if the Lord doesn't visit you, that's what your heart will become, a bitter heart. A critical heart. Backbiting heart, always running down and talking about others and faulting others. You know nothing about the visits of the Lord. Her soul is barren and bitter. Her heart is a desert. And now she hears about this visit. I've missed that. I've missed that. The church can become like Naomi's soul. Oh God, save us from having an unvisited church. The poor backslider.
day by day going on his dry parched land with his tears and his handkerchief, not enjoying the Lord, not having the Lord's visit, not having a blessed soul. Poor Naomi. Poor Naomi. Child of God, let me ask you, when was the last time heaven came down and glory filled your soul? When was the last time? Was it 10 years ago? When was the last time you had a soul-refreshing view of Jesus and his word? When was the last time your soul was thrilled with the touch of God upon it? Naomi is meant to say, even as we sung, where is the blessedness I knew when first I saw the Lord? Where is the soul-refreshing view of Jesus and his word? I fear and dread, brethren and sisters, that God's visits to our churches are getting less and less. And I cry unto God and I say, Lord, show your people early the folly of their ways. Show them early. Church is nothing. It is nothing. It is absolutely nothing. If the Lord doesn't visit, she missed that. And last of all, she missed what the Lord brings when he visits. Because you know the Lord is a good visitor. He never comes empty-handed. He has the grocery bag of goods, and he comes to our soul with the bounty of bread. Bread is a metaphor for all that is needful for our bodily provision. And the Lord comes with all that is needful for our spiritual provision in the grocery bags of his grace. And when he comes and visits, he just distributes it all to us. It's bread that he brings. He doesn't bring you fun, child of God. Oh, may he come and bring us bread for our poor dying souls, which are about to go into eternity very quickly. And fun weeks don't prepare us for that. If the Lord comes, we won't go away empty. Bless his name. Naomi has been an empty soul in Moab. I went out full. The Lord has brought me back again empty. I'm empty. I'm empty. Child of God, is that you today? Are you empty? Empty? Empty in here? You need to get back to the Lord. The bread of the house of God, the bread of God's grace, the bread of God's blessing, that she missed. And now she knows it. She realizes it. It has dawned upon the prodigal daughter's soul. And now she returns. Child of God, where are you in your walk with God? Are you in Bethlehem? Are you in the right place with the Lord? Are you doing the right thing? Are you doing the right thing? Are you having these love visits? These quickening times? Is he coming and showing you tokens for good? Giving you the return of prayers? The evidence of his love visits? Is he working in your life and heart? Are you fellowshipping with him? Are you just going through the motions? Maybe you are Naomi tonight in Moab. This is what you are missing. Does it not make you want to arise? To arise and return. Backslider, return. Thou hast left thy first love. Repent. Do the first works. Get back to basics. Return. Return. Let us pray.